101.7 AM 920 KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. I'm CJ Baumgartner, 8:46 on a Monday. Good morning in downtown Wadena, 64 degrees. And it is a Monday, and that means we are chatting with Dana Cannelberry. She's the executive director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Dana. Welcome back.
Good morning, CJ.
So, anything big this weekend? You just kind of hanging out or enjoying a little bit of summertime?
You know, yesterday I was in a gym in Perham from 7:30 in the morning until 6:30 last night. So, but it was our last girls basketball summer league tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it went well.
Crazy to think that August is tomorrow.
I know.
It's summer's been flying by.
I know.
And there's been a lot of busy stuff going on in Wadena over the course of summer. Mm-hmm. Dana, last week the Chamber hosted the Bike MS Riders. I saw a bunch of pictures on Facebook, but tell me how'd it go.
It went fantastic. What gracious and wonderful people these riders are. You know, they're biking for, you know, MS. Mm-hmm. They're trying to raise money. In fact, they had 307 riders registered for this five-day trek across Central Minnesota. They actually had about 260 actual bikers.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you've got your support staff from the Bike MS office, and we've got volunteers. So there's about 400 people that converged on Wadena. It's not as big as it used to be. They're trying to build it up again. During that ride, these people raised $405,000.
Jeez. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, for MS. Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
You know, they have less riders, but yet they've raised as much money. I mean, that's amazing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to do a quick shout out to No Messing Around, the bike team from the area here.
Mm-hmm.
From Henning and Wadena, they had members, and they were such a fun group. But they raised $30,000 just themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's worth noting. So yeah.
That's awesome. And like you said, it goes for a great cause for multiple sclerosis, MS. Can you tell I'm not in medicine?
No.
That's why we got to call it MS, because I'm just going to keep butchering it. So.
Right, exactly. But I just one more thank you to, we had a lot of people helping us out to make this happen. A lot of volunteers down at Sunnybrook Park. We had hot weather. The riders got out early so they could get their ride done. You know, they were here two nights. Just thank you to our Wadena businesses and restaurants. I think they were pretty busy and they were wonderful. And they'll be back in 5 years. That's the rotation now. So we can plan for 5 years to have them back.
All right. A lot of time to get ready and a lot of time to see that grow, which is awesome to see. So Dana, Wadena merchants are hosting their annual Crazy Days in early August. Can you give us a little bit more information?
Yes. Yes. So that's this week, actually. Tomorrow is August 1st.
Crazy.
I know. Speaking of crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
So Crazy Days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's Crazy Days and sidewalk sales. So some of the merchants will have sidewalk sales. You know, just check their Facebook pages. We're going to try to get a list together of like Miracles. I know they're having their sidewalk sale on Friday. Weber's is having theirs on Thursday. So, you know, just come to town and check things out. We're kicking up the festivities a little bit this year. Thursday from 6 to 7:30, we have Rick Adams. He's a musician from the Fargo-Moorhead area.
Sure.
He's going to be a one-man show in BN Park. It's a free concert thanks to Mid-Minnesota Federal Credit Union. They are sponsoring the concert, so it's free of charge. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy some great music from 6 to 7:30. The Chamber is going to be serving a hot dog meal for $5, and then root beer floats for $2. So I think it's going to be a fun evening on Thursday. We'll start serving at 5 o'clock at the depot, and then Friday we're going to do a pub crawl.
Yeah, I was hearing a little bit about that as you and Dan were talking off air here.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Friday from 4 to 9, and it's at our 6 downtown bars, pubs. Drastic Measures, the Iron Corral, Little Round Still, the Uptown, Wadena VFW and Wadena Elks Lodge. And so from 4 to 9, you go to each of these bars. You get a colorful lei. So each bar will have a different lei.
Interesting.
And so, yeah. And then they're going to have Crazy Days drink and food specials. It'll be a lot of fun. And they're going to each have prizes worth $50 or more that people can register for.
Nice. So you can have a nice night out, and you can also win some prizes, and you get the cool flower necklaces. So that's also
great. Kind of plastic leis, and so each bar will have a different one. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun, Dana. Hey, anything else going on in the city of Wadena that you want to highlight?
Yeah. Tomorrow is a really, really big day for Wadena City Library. They are opening up at 10 a.m. in their new location in the former First National Bank building, which is right next door to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun seeing that extra commotion and seeing everybody kind of come to the building. It's been kind of a couple years in the makings. They've been getting it ready, and we've kind of seen it slowly developing, and it'll be really kind of gratifying to see it come to fruition and get to see people come through there. So that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I've had a sort of a sneak peek at they've been working hard, really hard these last few weeks, getting ready, you know, getting the shelves stocked and alphabetized, and it is going to be a very beautiful location.
All right, awesome. Dana, love having you in studio. We'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thanks, CJ.
That's Dana Cannelberry, the Executive Director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She chats with us every Monday morning as part of our Monday morning Chamber Chats. If you missed any part of this interview, you can find it on our website, wadenaradio.com. You can also find it on the KWAD Facebook page.